Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Postgame show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Good evening. 9-4 is your final score. Royals drop game one in Minneapolis. And listen, really not much to dissect from this 5-run defeat in the opener against the Twins. Now, bottom line, Seth Lugo just did not have his good stuff. Certainly did not have good enough command to out-duel Joe Ryan, and he didn't. Now, he doesn't even make it to the fifth inning. Royals lose and fall back to 2 games below 500. Seth Lugo, not good enough. Also want to give credit to the Minnesota Twins hitters. They were taking what Lugo was giving them. If you're going to give me elevation, I don't need to swing for the fences. I'll take those opposite field knocks all night. And that's exactly what Rocco Baldelli's group did tonight. And yeah, listen, it's tough to pick your head up after this one, although we all knew about Joe Ryan, right? We all understood this was one of the 15 best pitchers in the sport this season. But you know what? Even as I say that, Joe Ryan's not the reason why you lost tonight. Now, he was good, don't get me wrong, 5 innings of one-run baseball, and maybe could have come out for the 6th inning, but with such a sizable lead, Baldelli and the Twins coaching staff deciding against that, going to their bullpen, and the bullpen did the job. You know, Seth Lugo didn't do the job. Now, I really don't have much to say about the offense. Now, this one, to me, is a very simple synopsis. Your ace, your highest paid pitcher, did not deliver tonight. Phone lines are open for you if you disagree, if you want to discuss. I do have a question I want to ask tonight, but let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, the preview, just like the post-game synopsis, was rather simple. Facing a guy like Joe Ryan, facing a Twins offense that is littered with unproven bats, the pressure was squarely on the shoulders of your 35-year-old right-hander, your all-star, again, your ace, Seth Lugo. Now, if the Royals could scratch across a few runs against Joe Ryan, terrific. But even if they only scored one, I need Lugo to make that hold up. Right, how's this team getting to October? It's going to be on the backs of its stars. And Seth Lugo, obviously, look at the extension he just received. He's one of this team's stars. And he was given a lead in the first inning, right out of the gate. They give him a lead. They get to Joe Ryan. Mike Yastrzemski in this offense did everything you could ask there in the first inning. Now, sure, I wanted Salvi to come through. Man on third with two outs. Sure, I wanted Salvi to make it a crooked number in the first. But they still forced Joe Ryan to throw 26 pitches. Yastrzemski takes a bridge. Royals put a run on the board in the first inning. Unfortunately, Seth Lugo could not put up a zero in his half of the first inning. Instead, the Twins get to him for three, and the game was all but over after that. Lugo gives up two more in the second, two more in the fourth, and again, Joe Ryan's on the hill. Royals trail 7-1 at the end of four. They lose this game by a final count of 9-5. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. All right, let's head up to Minneapolis. Hitting leadoff tonight is one of the 28,000 in the building. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, Vern, I can't tell you how disappointing this was. I expected a lot more from Lugo. I think everybody did. And it was just a gut punch to see it go down that fast, that hard. The first at bat, getting a home run, we had the Twins fans yelling at us because we were cheering pretty hard for the Royals, and then they just gave it right back to us in the first inning, and then it was just downhill from there. So I know we've got a good stretch of games here. I'm hoping this is an aberration, but I will tell you what, those Twins hitters, and I talked to some Twins fans, some of the younger guys, they're up there kind of stroking the ball, and they're playing with some energy. So this is going to be a tough last couple of games that we've got there. So I wish I could have seen something better, but unfortunately not. So thank you for taking my call, Vern. I think we'll have a good rest of the weekend, though.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. I hope so. Tomorrow, Noah Cameron on the hill. The rookie, Ryan Burgert, goes in the finale. Saturday's Game 2 starts up 6:10 for the first pitch. And again, you'll hear that game over on The Fan 6:10 a.m., including my on-deck show beginning at 5 o'clock. All right, phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Yeah, tonight, certainly a painful loss, although I can't act as if I'm shocked by it. A team that has been inconsistent all season continues to show inconsistency. Right? I mean, as silly as that sounds. Now, what has been consistent about this team has been its rotation. So, no, Seth Lugo going four innings and giving up seven earned runs was not expected. I'm not sitting here fronting as if that was my prediction coming into the game. But the Royals were underdogs coming into this game, betting underdogs heading into the opener. Like I mentioned, Joe Ryan is pitching as well as almost any right-hander in the American League. A lot better than a Seth Lugo, better than a Michael Wacha. He's been outstanding, and he was good enough tonight. Again, Royals had a chance to get to him in the first. Yastrzemski with that leadoff blast. And then with two outs, Michael Garcia reaches on an infield single, steals second base, advances to third on an errant throw by the catcher. So he's on third with Salvi at the dish. And Salvi flies out to right field. Nice play. Nice play by the Twins right fielder, unfortunately. Robs Salvi of another RBI, and the Royals putting up a crooked number there in the first. You know, if this was most years, if this was May or June, I might tell you to turn the page. I mean, this, when Seth Lugo gives it up in the way that he did tonight, knowing how good he's been this season and throughout his Royals career, I mean, today was Lugo's first loss since May. First time he's suffered a loss since May. So when someone that good has a performance this abnormal, this subpar, I think that's plenty of reason to turn the page. And yet the calendar, the standings, the scoreboard right now makes it very difficult to turn the page. Royals came into this game 4-5 games back of the final wildcard spot and are now 2 games below 500. And to be honest with you, there's no need to talk about how far back they are so long as they're below 500. So you know what? I'm not updating you on what's happening between the Rangers and the Phillies or the Red Sox and the Padres because it doesn't matter right now. So long as you're below 500, it doesn't matter. Royals right now are on pace to go 80-82. If you've been in this city for a while, if you've followed this franchise for years, 80-82 is nothing to shake a stick at. Certainly well below the expectation that you and I had, that this team had, that this organization, that the players had coming into the season. No, it's a disappointment, no doubt. But I do want to ask, to steal the Carrington-Harrison hypothetical button game, would you take 80 wins right now? Do you take any pride in winning 80 games? A 500 record. You know what? Let's say 81-81. Does that mean anything to you? Is that any sort of feather in your cap to finish the season at 500? 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 9-4 for our betting fans out there. The over has now hit in 5 straight Royals games. First time that's happened all season. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. All right, phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone line after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Yastrzemski bangs it high in the air, deep to right field. It's gone. A leadoff home run for Mike Yastrzemski. What a way to start the weekend. 1-0 Royals, 5 pitches into the game.
Yeah, boy, that was a good time, wasn't it? Oh, Mike Yastrzemski got a 3-1 heater from Joe Ryan right in his wheelhouse, and it's a no-doubter. I mean, the Twins right fielder, Matt Wallner, didn't even move as that one goes 418 feet over the right field wall. The 10th home run of the season for Yastrzemski, his second since joining the Royals. 109 miles per hour off of the bat, and before an out is recorded in the game, the Royals take a 1-0 lead. That ball left his bat at 109 miles per hour, Yastrzemski's 8th career leadoff home run. Unfortunately, the next 7 runs would be scored by the Minnesota Twins, all 7 of them earned against Seth Lugo. Lugo's first loss in his last dozen starts. He's still yet to pick up a win this season against a division opponent. Royals lose 9-4 tonight, and the record falls to 2 games below 500. But that home run from Mike Yastrzemski, right out of the gates, man, that was outstanding. We're on cloud 9. That was the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. In 6 starts since joining the Royals, Mike Yastrzemski has 6 hits, including a pair of home runs. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. Scott in Phoenix writes in regarding the Carrington hypothetical button game. Would you take 81-81 right now? Do you take any pride with finishing the season at 500? Scott in Phoenix writes in, anything less than 85 wins is an insult to our expectations. Certainly nothing anywhere near a feather in my cap. From the 5-1-2, got to win when we score 4 runs, Vern. I'm not going to blame anyone but Seth Lugo. The Royals right-hander had a rough night. Yeah, following tonight's loss, the Royals this season, when scoring 4 or more, they're now 40-12. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say as he falls to 8-6 on the season. This audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, you know, leadoff home run put us in a pretty good spot. You know, you really hope for a shutdown inning, but, you know, couldn't quite execute that. And, you know, it's not ideal.
Sure. What do you need to do to bounce back from this one? Obviously, you know, you have good stuff. You've had a good year. What do you do from here?
I think he just flashed that one. You know, I feel like even executed pitches were getting hit. You know, mistakes were getting hit. Some holes found, some bloopers. So, you know, just flushed that one. Try not to think about it too much.
Sure. I mean, this is a lot different Twins lineup than you'd seen just because of some of the moves they've made. But some recent tough trips to the Twin Cities overall. Is there anything common thread that you can see from the couple years you've been here? Just the field, the lineups, matchups, whatever it is?
No, each year is different. You know, each game's different. I feel like some younger guys are a little excited to be in the big leagues, and you know, they're letting off swings for just about every strike I threw. So that's something you just have to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, that is FanDuel Sports Network with the audio. No, that Lugo's 100% right. That Twins offense, this Twins team, has absolutely nothing to lose. Royals fans, you know that well. You remember September of 2019? Do you remember April of 2021, but then also September of 2023, when there's absolutely no pressure as far as wins and losses. Absolutely no one expects you to win. I mean, it doesn't matter what radio station you tuned in today. If they were talking Royals baseball, they were laughing at the Twins, laughing at the Nationals, laughing at the White Sox, assuming that these next nine games are going to come easy. The White Sox hitters had nothing to lose and have nothing to lose. And the White Sox starting pitcher, again, Joe Ryan's one of the best in the sport. Lifetime against the Royals, Joe Ryan is 8-0 in 10 starts. The Twins are a perfect 10-0 in those 10 starts. All right, 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go back to the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Let's go back a couple of years. The Royals happen to be a 500 team this year, and that's the name of the game. 2 years ago, we would have been happy with that. Last year, we overexceeded. This year, had a bunch of injuries. The name of the game is we're going to end up about 500. Anybody who's looking for this, it just isn't going to happen. We're not going to make the playoffs, but maybe we'll have something to go next year. That's about as positive as I can get. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Rick, thank you very much. The Royals are 10-9 since the All-Star break, averaging 5.3 runs per game. From the 816, Vern, it's just one of them nights. Some good, some bad, but tomorrow will be better. Bank it. I hope you're right. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy. What's your takeaway from this 9-4 loss to the Twins?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a tough night. Yeah, they'll go. Not a good night for him, but he'll bounce back. A great night by Yastrzemski. I'm still not giving up. We were still four back at the Yankees. Just get on a winning streak, you know. Then, you know, the Yankees get knocked out. You know, I'll think the Royals' chances, Josh, against everybody in the playoffs if the Yankees got knocked out. So, we still got to get out of the winning streak. Let's take care of business tomorrow with Cameron. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Dan. He mentions four games back of the New York Yankees. It's actually five, right? If you ended the season tied with the Yankees, they have the season series. I mean, they won every single freaking game between the Royals and them this season. So it's actually a five-game deficit in that final wild card spot. Royals have lost the season series to the Yankees, to the Red Sox. Still have a chance to win the season series with the Mariners, Guardians, and Texas Rangers. Still have a chance to win the season series with this Minnesota Twins ball club, although through the first eight meetings, it's an even split. Four wins and four losses. Tonight, one of those four losses, the Royals come up short. Final score, 9-4. Phone lines are open for you. Again, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's Bobby swings and hits it well. Deep left field, way back, no doubt gone. Bobby Witt Jr. homers here in the sixth inning. And the Royals have their second run. They're down 7-2.
Yeah, they would go on to lose 9-4, but Bobby Witt Jr. will make you remember that one. 456 feet over the left field wall, his 17th of the season, career home run number 99. One away from becoming the 17th player in Royals history to reach 100 big flies. Bobby there taking reliever Travis Adams deep on the second pitch that young man threw. Quite the welcome to the game for Travis Adams. Bobby takes him deep there. Twins bullpen outside of that pitch to Bob did a pretty good job. Speaking of the Twins bullpen, their former reliever, Griffin Jacks just gave up a 3-run bomb to Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, now with 43 home runs to lead the American League. So you can leave Minnesota, but the stink that has been the 2025 Twins continues to stick to Griffin Jacks. Now, I should probably ease up because the Twins did more than double up the Royals tonight. Again, 9-4, the final score. Bobby Witt Jr., 456-foot blast to lead off the sixth inning. He's now hit safely in each of his last 9 games at Target Field, batting 304 on the road so far in 2025. 304 on the road, you wonder why those offensive numbers are down this year for Bob at home. First thing that comes to my mind is the same reason why it just doesn't look the same this year from Bobby Witt Jr. Just doesn't look like he's, and this is unfair, but it's just my impression, just doesn't look like he's having as much fun this season. You just don't see him bouncing around with that smile. And obviously, they're 2 games below 500. Maybe that's the reason why. But to me, it just seems as if after so much success last year, Bobby wasn't going to be satisfied with anything but more success. More team success, obviously being of the utmost importance, but also more individual success. I want everything we did last year, but more. And I think it has taken some of that the boys are playing some ball attitude from him this season. Tonight he becomes the 23rd player in franchise history to reach 350 career RBIs in Royal Blue. 913-586-7965. Let's take a look at the text line. 913-586-7965. Guy in Gladstone says he loves the ownership of this Royals team. Loves John Sherman. But I need a player to blame. And until they go into an offseason and don't ignore the outfield need for a bat, I'm going to blame ownership until they address that hole. Trying to get a player in the offseason and falling short sucks. I don't want to hear about I don't want to hear about a Santander. I don't want to hear that, hey, we made a good offer to Jurickson Profar, just came up short. I'm not saying I want you to spend money haphazardly, but I want a toy this offseason. I want an offensive toy. Ideally, you pay that toy. I understand you might trade for that toy. We'll see. Guy, I appreciate you listening. And, you know, I guess I have to say that's fair. If you want to blame ownership for this team being below 500. Although it's not as if ownership said, hey, go get me a bat. And when the front office came back and said, hey, we didn't want to overpay Santander. We didn't want to overpay Profar, which, with the benefit of hindsight, are brilliant moves. Could have really hurt this franchise long term had you signed either one of those guys. You know, it's not as if ownership said, okay, well then let's save the money for next year. No, it was still, okay, well, go make the team better some way. And they gave that money to Carlos Estevez, and all he's done is put together an all-star season. I understand your point, though. We went into the offseason knowing this team needed an outfield bat and a leadoff hitter. They thought they got their leadoff hitter in Jonathan India. Ultimately, that was wrong. Never got that outfield bat. And the poor performances of Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez and the oft-injured Michael Massey have only highlighted that need for an outfield bat. So, Guy, I can't fight you on that. You want to blame ownership? That's fair. I think it's also prudent to blame MJ and Renfroe and Massey. Also, I think it's fair to blame the front office, right? Went into the season knowing Michael or MJ or Massey, one of them need to hit big, and they did. Unfortunately, the disappointing campaign of Jonathan India, to me, has forced another one of those guys to really wear that scarlet letter, right? If Jonathan India had lived up to expectations this season, I don't think MJ Melendez would be raked across the coals in the same fashion he's been over the past few months. That's how I see it. 913-586-7965 from the 913, Vern, besides the starting pitching, the only consistencies this team has is runners left on base, bad base running, and fielding issues. I think Vinny should have caught that ball tonight. Well, I appreciate you listening. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7965. He's talking about the fourth inning. Royals are already down in this game, 5-1. There's two outs in the fourth inning. And Seth Lugo leaves a two-out, two-strike sinker. Leaves it on the outside part of the plate to Ryan Jeffers. So a right-handed hitter in Jeffers. Lugo throws that two-strike sinker on the outside black. And unfortunately, like most of his pitches tonight, even when they were well located on the edges, they were still elevated. So Ryan Jeffers puts a nice swing on that pitch that's located on the outside part of the plate, and he smokes it 104 miles per hour over the head of Vinny Pasquantino, who leapt, and the ball ticked off his glove for a two-out single, okay? But then, right after that two-out single that you're saying Vinny should have made a play on, even if, maybe. To me, Vinny's been a fine defender this season. And Seth Lugo, to the very next pitcher, left 93 up in the zone and got it destroyed. Right, a two-run home run to Cody Clemens. makes it a 7-1 game. So even if Vinny catches that ball, the Royals still likely lose, but Lugo could have made a better pitch. Possibly Vinny could have caught that, but in no way was it an errant play by the Royals first baseman. Not in my opinion. Raj in the Ozarks says Seth Lugo striking out only one is alarming. One strikeout in four innings of work tonight for Lugo. Only two swings and misses on his 82 offerings tonight. Lugo's last two starts at Target Field, very similar. Only went four innings in each. Gave up seven earned runs in each. And they are his two worst starts as a member of this Royals organization. A few more from the text line. I see the Rally Mantis is done betting against Joe Ryan. Yeah, that's why I stayed away from that tasty money line offer tonight. I liked the under on Joe Ryan strikeouts. We hit that, but Mikel Garcia unable to allow us to hit our parlay. Vinny in Raytown's on the text line. He says Seth Lugo needs to be better, and we also need Cole Reagans back. Vern, is he coming back, and if so, when? Well, I certainly hope he is. They need him to. And I don't mean they as in the 2025 Royals. I mean the 2026 Royals. You want to feel good about one of those banged up lefties with the rotator cuff. You're not going to get a chance to see Chris Bubich show his stuff at the big league level again this year. That's not going to happen till April of next year. I would like to see Cole Reagans take some momentum into the offseason, or at least put our concerns at ease. You know, for as much as we talk about this organization possibly trading an arm this offseason to acquire that bat because they might have a surplus of pitching, how confident are they in Chris Bubich? How confident are they in Cole Reagans? We'll find out. But I think they're still aiming for early September to possibly see Cole Reagans climb back on the bump at the big league level. He's going to need some rehab assignments before that, so we'll see him hopefully pitch in some minor league affiliate games coming up. Appreciate it. Text line 913-586-7965. Bob in the Northland says he's very disappointed in the performance tonight. No heart, no fight. They got to be better. Well, I don't know how you say no heart, no fight. You know, what do you point to? What's your evidence of that? You know, they scored in the first, they scored in the sixth, they scored in the eighth, and they scored in the ninth. So where's the no heart? I think that's kind of a... Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Appreciate it. 913-586-7965. Text line is there as well. Our Guaranteed Foods player of the game tonight. We're going to go with Sam Long. He was the only pitcher, the only Royals pitcher, to have a 1-2-3 inning. He did so in his 19-pitch inning of work. Sam Long sets down the 2-3-4 hitters of the Minnesota Twins there in the eighth. And why not hook Sam Long up? He is the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, as Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier, mine included. They've been helping people since 1958. They can help you. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Game 2 of this 3-game series in Minneapolis comes your way Saturday night. 6:10 for the first pitch as Noah Cameron squares off with the big right-hander, Bailey Ober. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. And a reminder, the game is not going to be on 96.5 The Fan. It'll be on our sister station, our old station, The Fan, 6:10 a.m. My On Deck Show will begin at 5 o'clock, and that is, of course, because Chiefs football, preseason football. Patrick Mahomes is on a field. So that'll be on 96.5 The Fan, understandably so. Thanks to JT Noah for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Noah Cameron, Bailey Ober, tomorrow night. I'll talk to you on 610 AM. Appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.